Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And welcome to Studio Classroom, friends. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking about something you might not think about all that often. We're talking about mail.
Yeah, we used to get a lot of mail when I was growing up, but as the years go on, it seems like people communicate more through the internet or through texting.
Yeah, maybe even phone calls, though even that is less and less. Today, we're talking about one interesting way that people are sharing letters from a figure in their lives that they might not have had around.
Yeah, today we're talking about the Dad Letter Project. We're going to learn all about what that is and who can benefit from it in our lesson today. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
The Dad Letter Project. Mail that will make you smile. Rosie's dad showed his love for her and helped her grow up through letters. Over the years, Rosie received thousands of handwritten letters from her father, Buzz Ecker. The notes were filled with encouragement, gentle wisdom, and fatherly advice. After her dad retired, he suddenly found himself with extra time, but nothing meaningful to fill it with. Rosie began to ask herself if others might need the same support that she had received in the letters from her father.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 handwrite 这个动词，意思是手写，用手书写。譬如 rather than typed messages, I prefer to handwrite them. It just feels more personal that way. 比起打字的讯息，我更喜欢手写，因为那样感觉更亲切。它的名词是 handwriting, 意思是笔记、手写体。譬如 when I was a child, handwriting was a skill teachers emphasized, but now few young people know how to do it.小时候老师很重视书写这项技能，但现在很少年轻人懂得好好练字。来学一个惯用语， Somebody's handwriting is like chicken scratch， 是指某人的字写得很潦草，很难辨认。譬如 The nurses often joked that Dr. Anderson's handwriting was like chicken scratch because it was illegible。护士们常开玩笑说 Anderson 医生的字像鬼画符，因为看不懂。
When you get a letter, who does it come from and who do you hope it comes from? Today, we'll talk about one young lady who loved letters from her father.
Yeah, I know that when I get mail, it makes me pretty happy, especially if it's a package that I ordered.Or it's a letter from somebody that I love. And we see here in our article, friends, that today we're talking about mail that will make you smile.
Mail that will make you smile. Let's get into our reading, friends. Rosie's dad showed his love for her and helped her grow up through letters.
We see a great term that we can talk about together here, friends. It's that term, grow up.Grow up means to become an adult or mature.
For example, kids grow up so fast these days. Yes, we all need to grow up, but we grow up in different ways.
Yeah, that's right. Now we learn a little bit more about how Rosie grew up. Over the years, Rosie received thousands of handwritten letters from her father, Buzz Ecker. Okay, this is a pretty big number, Garrett. She received thousands of letters from her father as she was growing up.
Yeah, that is a lot. You got to think about how many that is per year or even per month.
Yeah, that's a lot of letters. The notes were filled with encouragement, gentle wisdom, and fatherly advice.
All right, let's talk about some of the words in that last sentence, starting with this word gentle. Something that is gentle could be kind, it could be soft, or even careful.
Here's how you could use that word gentle in a sentence. She has a gentle voice that calms everyone. Gentle is a word that I use often with my kids, especially as they're interacting with animals. Make sure that you're gentle as you're touching the animals.
Yeah, that would be kind of a physical gentleness. Here, though, we're talking about something slightly different. We're talking about gentle wisdom. Wisdom is good judgment. This might be from your knowledge and experience.
Oftentimes, wisdom comes from going through a lot of different situations or knowing the answers to a problem because you've gone through it before. Grandparents often share great wisdom. They've been around longer than us and have had more experiences than we've had.
Yeah, wisdom that is given in a way that's not very gentle might just be telling people what to do, even in an angry way, but gentle wisdom gives it in a soft and kind way.
That's right. So we learn here that Rosie has received thousands of letters from her dad over the years, and these letters were sharing with her gentle wisdom and fatherly advice. Now, fatherly advice has the idea of advice or suggestions that come from a father figure.
Yeah, and some pieces of advice just are easier to learn from a father or a father figure as opposed to maybe a motherly figure. They have different roles in our lives.
Exactly. Okay, so then we find out a little bit more about her dad, Buzz. After her dad retired, he suddenly found himself with extra time, but nothing meaningful to fill it with.
I think a lot of people feel this way later in life. Well, he retired. This means he was no longer working. That might be because of age or because of choice. These days, many people retire between the ages of 60 and 70.
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, someone might retire after 40 years of teaching. Or if you have a shorter career somewhere, you might retire earlier. For example, after 10 years, he retired from the military.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, that phrase retired from. You stop one career and maybe move into something else.
Yeah, usually when we just say the word retired as it is in our article, friends, the idea is that person is probably between the ages of 60 and 70 and they're not working anymore.
Right, they need to find some other things to do with their time. Maybe they don't need to work really hard to make money anymore. And it seems like that was the case here. Her dad retired, he had extra time, but wasn't sure what to do with it.
So Rosie wanted to do something about this. Rosie began to ask herself if others might need the same support that she had received in the letters from her father. So it sounds like Rosie really associates these letters and the fatherly advice with her dad. And when she's thinking of how he might be able to help others, she's automatically thinking, that's how she received support from him, so maybe he could also help other people as well.
Yeah, maybe they would like that too. And her dad needs something to do. Maybe this is it.
Well, we're going to find out in this next section how exactly they turned this idea into, well, something that would help other people. Let's get going with that right now in our next reading.
The Dad Letter Project. She shared a message on social media about her dad. She said that he would love to write an encouraging letter to anyone who needed to hear from a dad. Instead of the few replies she expected, she quickly received over 1,000 requests, and the Dad Letter Project was created. Soon, other dads volunteered their time.
接下来看 volunteer 这个动词，意思是志愿做，担任志工。譬如 ,One way to increase your chances of getting a job later is to first volunteer at the place where you hope to work. 提高日后获得工作机会的方法之一是先到你希望任职的地方担任志工。Volunteer 当名词时是表示志工、义工。譬如 ,About 30 volunteers will be needed to pull off this fundraising event. 大约需要30名志工才能顺利完成这场募款活动。相关片语 ,volunteer as something 的意思是以什么的身份来担任志工。譬如 ,While living in the small town,He volunteered as a firefighter. 他住在那个小镇期间，以志工身份担任消防员。
So we learned that Rosie wanted to share her dad's advice with others. Maybe get him to share some of those letters like he did with her. But how did she share this with others?Let's talk about that.
We read right here in our article, friends, that she shared a message on social media about her dad. So this is how she is getting the word out about these letters.
Yeah, and we see that word message. This word could mean lots of different things. Essentially, it's a short piece of information that you're sending out to someone. That could be in a written letter.It could be something you post on social media. It could even be an email.
Here's an example of how you could use message in a sentence. I got a nice message from my friend. Now, how we see it here in the article, friends, is probably talking about a post on social media. Now, what is social media? Well, these are websites and apps for sharing and connecting with others online.
Let's try and use that in another sentence.We can say many people use social media every day to share their lives.
So she shared a message on social media, or we could say she made a post or posted something on social media about her dad.
Now we continue. She said that he would love to write an encouraging letter to anyone who needed to hear from a dad.
Okay, so she's putting this on social media and saying that if anyone would like to receive a letter, they can. So it sounds like these replies are coming from people that she knows, potentially?
Yeah, or people she's connected with on social media before. Well, we see instead of the few replies she expected, she quickly received over 1,000 requests.Anne-Marie, those can't all be people she knows.
No, unless she knows a lot of different people. We see this word replies here, friends, and this means answers to messages or posts.
For example, she got lots of replies to her question.
She was expecting just a few people to reply to this message she sent out, but she received over 1,000 requests.
And the Dad Letter Project...was created. This last word, created, means that it was made or brought into existence.
Here's an example. The artist created a beautiful painting. So through this need for people wanting messages from a dad figure, they created this project, the Dad Letter Project. Soon other dads volunteered their time.
Yeah, and Anne-Marie, before we continue, we did say dad figure or father figure a couple of times. This means that someone might not be your actual dad, technically, but they fulfill that role in your life.
Yeah, they're acting like a dad would act in your life. And this could be because you don't have a dad of your own, or it could be that you do have a dad, but this other person is also kind of like that role in your life as well, who is treating you as your own father would.
This is true. Well, we will continue in just a moment. Right now, though, let's take a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Some extra time. Picture the final minutes of a soccer match. The score is tied, the crowd is roaring, and the referee blows the whistle. But the game isn't over yet. The players get extra time to keep playing and try to score the winning goal. Hearts race, legs burn, and anything can happen. That bonus stretch of play, that's extra time in action. Extra time means additional time added to a game, test, or activity when the regular time runs out. It's most famous in sports, but we use it for other situations too, like getting more minutes to finish homework. For example, the basketball game went into extra time because neither team could pull ahead. Here's another example. The teacher gave us extra time on the quiz since the fire drill interrupted class. Here are three more fun terms with extra. Extra credit means bonus points you can earn in school for doing more work. For example, I did an extra credit poster about space and boosted my science grade. Extra special means something is even more wonderful than usual. For example, Grandma's birthday cake was extra special with rainbow sprinkles and a hidden surprise inside. I once begged my mom for extra time on a video game level. I ended up beating it with seconds to spare. Extra time can turn ordinary moments into epic ones. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Dad Letter Project. This operation connects people around the world who need support, whether they're struggling, celebrating a milestone, or simply feeling alone. Volunteers will write personal, thoughtful letters to them that are heartfelt. Those caring messages can help make all the difference in the world.
Thoughtful, 意思是体贴的、周到的。 譬如, the flight attendant's thoughtful gesture brought tears to the tired mother's eyes. 这位空服员体贴的举动让疲惫的母亲感动得落泪。Thoughtful 的名词是 thoughtfulness, 意思是体贴、关怀。譬如, his thoughtfulness toward others made him an easy leader to follow. 他对人体贴周到, 使他成为容易让人追随的领导者。 副词是thoughtlessly, 意思是不经思考的、粗心的。譬如, the child thoughtlessly dropped the garbage on the street. 那个孩子轻率地将垃圾丢在街上。今天的Language Lab就到这里,我们下次见。So
the Dad Letter Project was created. Let's talk about how it works.
Okay, let's read together here, friends. This operation connects people around the world who need support. So we see here that the Dad Letter Project is called an operation. This just means that it's a planned activity.
Right. For example, the rescue operation saved many lives. Many things are an operation. You plan them and then go and do them.
Exactly. So this is a planned activity, and it's to connect people around the world, and specifically people who need some type of support.
Well, whether they're struggling, celebrating a milestone, or simply feeling alone, volunteers will write personal, thoughtful letters to them that are heartfelt.
Okay, very interesting. We see here that some of these people who want a letter might be celebrating a milestone. A milestone, friends, is an important event or an achievement.
Here's an example sentence. Her first book was a big milestone in her career. Now, you might be thinking people that want these letters are going through a sad time. A milestone is a happy thing. Often, when we go through these milestones, We want to be recognized by a father figure.
Yeah, and if you don't have anyone to celebrate that milestone with you, it might make you feel a little lonely or not recognized. So I could see how these people would want a letter as well.
Yeah, well, these letters are described here as personal. This means they were written or done for one specific person. They're not just a general letter, they're personal just for you.
Here's an example. She made him a personal video to say thank you. When something is done in a personal way, it's done very directly, and it makes the person feel like you care about them specifically.
So these letters are personal, thoughtful, and we also see they are heartfelt. Something that is heartfelt is very sincere and full of feeling.
She gave a heartfelt apology because she hurt his feelings. It means that she really meant it and she was sincere.
Yeah, we're saying it comes from the heart.
Exactly. So these letters are to do many different things. They're to help people celebrate a milestone or help them if they're feeling lonely. And when they get these letters, they are written in a way that makes them feel very specific to them and that these letters are very heartfelt.
Yeah, you might say they feel special. Well, we finish up here. Those caring messages can help make all the difference in the world.
Garrett, it sounds like this might be something you have to apply for if you want to get a letter. So I wonder if there is some type of process where you tell the people in the Dad Letter Project what you're looking for.
Yeah, I wonder how many letters they can actually produce. It sounds like these might take some time.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's a lot of people involved here because it's not just Rosie's dad that's involved anymore. Other dads are volunteering their time to write these letters as well.
Yeah, what do you think, friends? Would you like a letter from a dad through the Dad Letter Project? Think about that as we go and watch today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 if 子句的句型，像是这个句子。Rosie began to ask herself if others might need the same support. If 在这个地方表示是否 whether 的意思，当动词 ask, know, doubt 的受词，并且 if 引导的名词子句，它的时态通常以实际状况而定，不受主句的时态的限制。Or not 也可以直接接在 if 或是 whether 的后面，但是放在句尾最常见。来看例句。I don't know if John will arrive tomorrow or not. 我不知道 John 明天是否会到。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of this lesson, and that means it's time for a talk about it question. How have kind words or encouragement from someone helped you during a difficult time?
You know, Anne-Marie, I think back to my time in college. There was a time when I was not doing well in school, my grades were really bad, and I didn't feel very good about myself. But a school counselor reminded me of something. You were allowed into this school because you deserve to be here. You just need to turn things around. And that was really encouraging.
And you still remember that today. I think that's the thing that sticks with me the most from words of encouragement. Oftentimes, if someone goes out of their way to say something to encourage you and make you feel better, that stays with you for a long time. Sometimes when I'm feeling down about certain things in my life, I remember things that people have said in the past, and it helps me keep going.
Yeah, so friends, spread some encouragement in the world. Tell people that they matter. Even if you're not a dad figure, it can make all the difference.
Well, friends, we have enjoyed having you with us for this lesson, and we have a brand new one for you tomorrow, so make sure you come back for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.